WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles.
The fascist Trump regime!
The fascist Trump regime!
At least one confrontation broke out in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown L.A. as a group of demonstrators shouted insults at members of the National Guard brought in by President Trump, who lined shoulder to shoulder behind plastic riot shields. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is on the scene.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has just posted on X that he's asked the Trump administration to rescind what he calls its unlawful deployment of troops and return them to his command. Newsom writes, "We did not have a problem until Trump got involved." Internal data obtained by CBS News shows over the past week, ICE averaged more than 1,500 daily arrests. That is a 127% increase from President Trump's first 100 days in office. More from CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez.
ICE has been able to boost its arrest levels by taking more aggressive tactics like arresting migrants, attending their court hearings, or check-in appointments across the country. The federal agency is also receiving help and support from other agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
It may not just be National Guardsmen on the streets of L.A. The president may also be sending in Marines. Republican Rep. Tony Gonzalez was asked about that on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
The president of the United States should absolutely put down the mob as soon as possible. But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Are you comfortable with active duty Marines being put on high alert for possible deployment to quell a civil disturbance?
If need be, but you always want to escalate.
Against the will of the government.
You always want to escalate to de-escalate.
Beginning now on CBS TV, the Tonys, celebrating the best of Broadway. Our Deborah Rodriguez with this preview.
Why are you so impossible?
Oh, Mary, a farce about Lincoln's wife.
How would it look? Sensational!
We'll meet George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck in the Best Play category. As for musicals, Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and maybe Happy Ending lead the pack.
A 15-year-old boy has been arrested after a Colombian senator running to be the country's next president was shot. It happened in the capital, Bogota. Senator Miguel Uribe Turbe is in serious condition after two gunshot wounds. He was shot from behind at a campaign rally yesterday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time now for Live in the Lair right here on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Red Door Duo, they traveled in from Mineral Point tonight, and the musical couple is singer-songwriter and international fingerstyle guitar champion Helena Avakian and Dave Irwin, the acclaimed jazz, bluegrass, and Brazilian guitarist and vocalist. Red Door has performed around the country with their wildly imaginative set list featuring captivating new works, highlights of American Songbook, and even upbeat interpretations of classic masterworks. This sounds like crazy stuff. Here in the studio to perform Live in the Lair is Helen Avakian and Dave Irwin. Helen, Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker. How's it going, man?
It is going pretty good tonight, I tell you. Great weather outside, hovering above State Street.
Gorgeous.
You can't ask for more. Rob loves it. The Mad City, you know, it's a food haven. And what's your favorite place to go when you guys come up to Madison?
Willie Street Co-op for shopping.
The Willie Street Co-op for shopping?
Yes, food shopping.
That actually has taken a new twist. Is sometimes we play at Cargo Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. We discovered the Salvatore's Oh, which is right next door.
Yep, one of our fine sponsors. Yeah. Salvatore's is awesome.
Order your pizza now at Salvatore's.
Pizza is great, and their spaghetti and meatballs.
The meatballs.
Man, making me hungry.
Oh, I had some deep fried, it was like deep fried rice magic ball thing for appetizer.
At Sal's?
Yeah, they had this special going on. I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago. Maybe Sal stopped. I don't know. But it was delicious.
Sounds good. Helen, Dave, you guys, you're a musical couple. So how did you meet? What's your backstory?
Well, we met in Kansas, Winfield, Kansas, at the Walnut Valley Festival, which is a long-running festival. And I started going out there because there was this International Fingerstyle Guitar Championship thing. And I lived in New York at the time, and I just was curious about it and wanted to do something, I don't know, to change up my career. So I went out there to try my luck. And it turned out that Dave also would go to it, too. I was going from New York, and he...
I was coming from Madison. I had I played in the Madison music scene for a long time, and I picked up a book called the National Guitar Champions, Wart Brott.
Sure.
And I started reading through that book, and it had this mystical musical place, so I just went there.
Wow.
And Helen and I were competing for the International Guitar Championship.
Oh, competition.
Like meet on the sidelines then, or what?
And what's that?
Meet on the sidelines off the field?
Yes, we met on the sidelines. It's actually a very wonderful group of people. Once I went the first time, I just kept going back and have kept going back since 2006 just because the people were so nice and the community of the fingerstyle players were wonderful.
We're going to be asking about that event a little later on. So, you know, you guys are touring together. You're a couple.
Yes.
Who's the driver, and do you argue about directions?
GPS is a game changer.
It's sort of like taking the fun out of your question now, Rod.
Back in the day, I used to play in Milwaukee and Chicago a lot, and I would drive from here, and I would get like a napkin, and you make a wrong turn, and you're doomed.
You're off the napkin.
And
you're off the napkin.
The days
off the napkin. You're off
the napkin. The days of napkins and gazetteers are long gone.
And if you spilled something on it.
Oh, no.
So Dave usually drives, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, Dave, especially through Chicago and places I don't like to drive, which is cities that I don't know.
Chicago's a challenge.
Yeah. The two people passing the baton is key to being able to go. We can easily go 10, 12. We've even gone all night from here to New York in one drive.
Mm. Wow. Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us about the Red Door Duo.
We play eclectic Americana, I like to call it, but we have a lot of different interests. I really love, you know, singer-songwriter, kind of acoustic folk pop kind of music. Mm-hmm. And Dave, you can talk about what you...
Well, I was going to also add that Helen actually has a master's degree in classical guitar.
Oh, boy.
And she's a lifetime teacher and has taught at colleges and so on and so forth. And I've been a weekend warrior along with all, you know, so many of us here in town. And I started at the University of Wisconsin under Jimmy Cheatham in the Black Music Ensemble. And I played in just about every situation you can imagine.
Well, we'll be asking you these questions in a little bit.
Oh.
Do you guys have any guest musicians or do you include people in your band besides just you two?
Sometimes, but not usually. Like when we're on the road, we have friends in various places who will play with us. Or it's more like pick up, like, you want to sit in with us? Not really.
Yeah.
Too often, you know, really officially having anybody.
So. Where have you toured across the country?
Well, we just came back from the East Coast. We were in Arlington, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, and Massachusetts.
Concord,
Massachusetts for the first time near Boston.
Wow.
It was really fun. So we go to the East Coast like once a year. We went to the Southwest a bit last year. Mm. Our first time doing that. I've done a tiny bit in Los Angeles, real tiny. And then
Florida?
Kansas and Missouri and Florida a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are getting around. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Red Door Duo, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called New Year's Day. Is this a song about a hangover?
That would be called New Year's Dave.
The attempt was to do something positive to start the year off right. So this is an instrumental that I had been wanting to write for a while. It was kind of inspired by a duo named Lauren and Mark, who do beautiful guitar duets. And I really wanted to write something that a little bit reminded me of them. So here it is.
Okay, let's check it out. This is Red Door Duo. You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
The Red Door Duo on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow. I did not expect that. That was really cool.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you so much.
We're here with the Red Door Duo live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Helen, how did you get started in music?
I loved music since I can remember. I always loved to sing. I'd be like the little kid in nursery school screaming and, you know, going higher with my body when the notes got higher and just, you know.
I've seen that reaction before.
And I just loved to sing. And then I loved piano. So if we ever went to anybody's house, I'd try their piano, which probably sounded horrible, but eventually begged my parents and they were kind enough to provide piano lessons and a piano. And then I really, for some reason, I wanted a portable instrument and I wanted to sing and play, and piano lessons weren't, you know, I was learning some classical music, and which was beautiful, but anytime there was something with lyrics, I would try to sing along, you know, it'd be songs I wouldn't know. So I really decided at age 9, I really wanted to learn guitar, and luckily my mom knew a guitar teacher, so then she sent me to the guitar teacher, Judith Kay, who I'm still good friends with to this day. She's wonderful. She was a fantastic mentor for me. And I'd say my teaching is a little bit kind of, I didn't consciously model her, but I would say that I kind of have modeled her in some ways. And so, and then I studied classical guitar in high school and then in college also. Then I found myself majoring in classical guitar in college.
Wow.
So then I was pretty much
hooked. What school did you go to?
I started at University of Delaware. I was only 16 at the time. I like skipped my senior year in high school, but not because I was so organized, just anyway. Fate and luck. And then went to Hunter College in New York City, where I also studied at Manus College of Music for my junior year. And then I stayed there and they gave me a master's degree scholarship.
Whoa.
Yeah, they were great with scholarships, super generous. So I got to do my master's degree there. Also, again, with studies at Manus College of Music, which is actually quite a world-renowned conservatory, kind of like second, like there's Juilliard that everyone's heard of. And then there's Manus College is like second after that. Wow. So there was people from all over the world there.
Now, I was going to ask you what role your parents played, and they facilitate a lot of stuff.
Yes, they were totally
supportive.
But
it sounds like it kind of was within you, whereas like sometimes, you know, your parents are throwing you into the piano lessons, but you kind of approached it at a young age.
No, they didn't. The only thing they tried to get us to do is learn other languages, which I have to say my sister and I failed miserably at and were terrible. Although I think I have a decent French accent due to their help. But yeah, if I wanted anything we wanted to do that was educational, they were all for it. My dad was a physicist, actually, scientist.
Okay.
You know, and my mom, you know, had like gone to Wellesley. They really valued education.
Right.
Like we went to public school and everything, but they were like, you know, you are going to college and you are going to, you know, and not
well,
in a mean
way,
but
they cared. Had supported your music.
Yes, they were very.
Pursuit. Yeah.
Exactly. They supported anything that had to do with education, whatever it was. And this was one of them. So,
well, tell us about being in the International Fingerstyle Guitar Championship and how you won this.
I had one question, Rocker. We skipped over it before, but you were competing, but you never said who won.
This is how I always put it is she got the trophy and I got the prize.
Okay. All right.
I think we get that. Tell us about the competition. Tell us about like winning this prestigious award.
Well, I started going in 2006. My first time, I was so terrified. I was praying to the spirit of my mother, you know, like, you know. But it was, like I said, it was really fun. Met a lot of cool people. And I just kept going. And at first I was going, they also had a songwriting contest that I won a couple times too. So that was cool. Like I could perform. I just kept going because it really helped me just focus and expand my capabilities as a player. It inspired me. And eventually, I wasn't as worried about winning as just kind of getting better and getting to know the community. And, you know, kind of I ended up touring with some of the artists I met there. And anyway, eventually I did win because eventually I got really focused. So when I got really focused, I made top five. And then I won the next time.
Wow.
Yes.
That is pretty cool. Like, who else competes at this kind of event? Is it mostly like acoustic type classical instruments or, you know, do any rock players get in there? Or kind of a finger picking event is this?
It is acoustic guitars. It could be a classical nylon string or it could be a steel string. You're not allowed to amplify.
Okay.
Some of the people who play are really into the effects. Sorry, Rocker, if you do. you'd have to go acoustic if you want to do this. Mm-hmm. And some of them, it's hard for them because they're used to their effects and all that stuff. And they have to do, you know, some of them do this very percussive kind of style. But you can do anything you want as long as it's an you're supposed to make your own arrangement. It could be a popular song. Like one of my tunes that I won with was Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder. Oh, I made an arrangement, okay. A solo guitar arrangement.
Oh, wow.
Or you can do originals, or you can do pretty much anything you want.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Red Door Duo, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Bird Flying. Is this a song about freedom?
Kind of.
Yeah?
I don't know. Is it?
I figured it out, maybe.
It might be more meditative than that. Yes, I'd say a little bit, yes.
Well, tell us about this song before you play, while he's tuning.
Well, this was written in the Hudson Valley of New York, where I used to live in the Poughkeepsie area.
Oh, sure.
Beautiful countryside,
oh,
driving around. Yes. And my friend Terry was driving at that point, and he kind of was like, I have a lyrical idea. Can you take over? So I said, sure. So I started driving, and he wrote these lyrics. And, you know, and there it was. Really wow. Great song, which he kind of abandoned, but I picked it up later and made it my own, I guess you could say.
Well, let's hear it. This is Bird Flying, Red Door Duo. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the Lair.
Tree reaching up to the sky. Bird flying, tree reaching up to the sky. Well, I look at that bird, but I feel like that tree. Roots tied to the ground, hands reaching up to be free. Bird flying, tree reaching up to the sky. The sun's rising, thank God. Let it do my traveling for me. Sun's rising, I think I'll let it do my traveling for me. Rising sun, yellow sky warms up the pillow where I lie. The sun's rising, thank God, let it do my traveling for me. A shadow going by. Bird flying, casts a shadow going by. I look at that bird, but I feel like that tree. Roots tied to the ground, hands reaching up to be free. Bird flying, tree reaching up to the sky. Bird flying, tree reaching up to the sky. Bird flying, tree reaching up. Thank you.
the Red Door Duo on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group and live in the Lair.
Wow, I don't think you can get a higher note than that.
Yeah, that was, the bird's flying away.
I know, I love that.
That was so fun.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Dave Irwin, let's find out about you. Jazz, bluegrass, and Brazilian guitarist and vocalist. How did you get your start in music, and what's your backstory?
I grew up in a musical household. My dad was a tenor sax player.
Mm.
His model player was Stan Getz.
Okay.
So I grew up listening to big band music and jazz, especially through Stan Getz, who was the guy that brought the bossa nova wave into the country. And that's kind of my connection with bossa nova music and Brazilian music.
I see.
When I came to the University of Wisconsin, I was in the black music ensemble with Jimmy Cheatham. And then I studied jazz guitar with a guy in town named Roy Plum that was the only guy in Wisconsin that really knew how to play jazz guitar. He'd studied with the legendary George Van Epps, and everybody studied with Roy Plum right in Mort Brutt, down around the corner here.
Oh, really?
And
wow. Oh, and it was downtown.
It was downtown. And you would walk at your lesson. At any rate. So I studied with Roy, and then I was in the, I've been in every musical situation you can imagine. Just as a weekend warrior, I didn't study music formally. I'm pretty much self-taught, except lessons that I would take. I studied classical with a guy named Jaime Giscafre from Sotovento. And then I was in a band called The Wall of Sound for 15 years. And it was guys that we met through the Jeff Peronto's big band that he used to have at MATC. And all the best jazz players in town would play in Jeff Peronto's big band. And then after I got done, my ears couldn't take the loud a 10-piece horn band after 20 years or however long it was. And I started playing acoustic guitar again.
Here, I thought my ears rang because it was drums.
You're a drummer?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So. And I can't wrap cables, according to Jimmy K. But what I wanted to know is, what's unique about Brazilian guitar?
Would you say
makes it stand out?
It's the wood rocker.
There's actually quite a nice Brazilian community here in town.
Okay.
Kind of the beat, instead of playing, like in jazz, you might play. Or rock, you might play. In bossa nova, it's.
Do we lose your guitar?
Oh, he's got enough right there. There we go. All right.
I turned it on to tune.
Rob's giving me that look. Yeah, he's pointing fingers at me. I'm getting the business. I'm like, well.
Real quick, jazz guitar is kind of swing, rock. Bossa nova is kind of.
Kind of plays like some of those Latin beats where it's very syncopated.
Yep.
Not as many notes together, but notes broken up.
Yeah, it's like it's a different kind of form of jazz, really.
Mm.
So it's like jazz guitar. The Brazilian culture, their ears are really used to extended harmonies, we call them. Instead of playing major and minor chords, they start to add a bunch of other notes, like jazz musicians here in the States.
Oh, boy.
And so I was always attracted to that. A kind of more complex musical palette.
Mm. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Red Door Duo, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called Fog Ghost. I think I remember seeing this cartoon back in the 80s. Oh, no, wait, that was Space Ghost. What's this song about?
It's supposed to be meditative and dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it for a guitar student who loved New Age music, and she brought in a book of beautiful New Age music, and we got through the entire book, and it was like, okay, maybe I'll write her some tunes. So I wrote her this.
And
as a dreamy, quiet song, and then I wrote her like a jig, a Celtic piece called.
Okay. Well, let's check it out. This is Fog Ghost, Red Door Duo. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the Lair.
And we're going to segue into Paige's jig from Fog Ghost, just to let you know.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Red Door Duo. It's live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. More live music is coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolk Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolk Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolk Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolkLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It is live in the Lair across Wisconsin. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, live in the Lair, we are here with Red Door Duo. And we're listening to some pretty crazy finger-picking music, huh, Rob?
Watching them is amazing. Yeah. they've done this before, Rocker.
I think so a few times. Oh, tell me, who is Jim Scott?
Oh, he is a singer-songwriter, kind of in the Pete Seeger tradition. He's been around for many years. He was with the Paul Winter Consort, which is a new age kind of group that were really well known, I guess, in the 70s, 80s.
Like Oregon?
Yeah, if you've ever heard of any of those, which maybe you haven't. Okay. But, well, anyway, I happened to hear a group called Oregon, who I fell in love with in college days, and also a guitarist, Ralph Towner, and then he was the original guitarist for Paul Winter Consort. Then Jim Scott became the guitarist. Long story short, Jim Scott came to my college and when I was at University of Delaware, like a freshman or a sophomore, and he just showed me, he did his own original songs on 12-string guitar and like classical guitar, and I just loved his music, and it reminded me of Oregon, and which also opened doors for me as far as what can guitar do, because I was in the classical guitar program, which was kind of what you could study if you wanted to study guitar back then, or otherwise it would have been jazz, but I hadn't gone that route. So you know, so that was my choice. Really, I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. So here comes this man who's singing these great songs, because Oregon was all instrumental, but Jim wrote his own songs, and he joined this faculty member, Eugene Friesen, who was a cello player, and they did this concert called Water Course, and they had slides. It was multimedia back then, slides during, you know, this music that was a sort of cross between classical and world and folk. And I just thought it was astonishing and wonderful, and it just gave me a lot of inspiration and hope that maybe there was something I could do like that someday.
So Jim is your inspiration.
One of them, yes.
Well, tell us about hosting house concerts. How you have one coming up June 13th with Cleveland, Ohio singer-songwriter Brian Henke.
Yes, yes. We're quite excited. So everybody's invited if you're anywhere near Mineral Point. He's well worth seeing. He's his only concert in the area. And he's a fingerstyle guitar virtuoso who we met at the Walnut Valley Festival as well, that fingerstyle championship thing.
Right.
Draws a lot of amazing artists.
And this is at your house?
This will be at our house, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, which our name, Red Door, comes from our front door is a red glass door.
And I see.
It's an old Victorian home, like 165 years old.
Wow.
And it's a nice intimate setting, so it'll be in our living room, and we can fit about 30 people. And wow. So... We, you know, they're always really fun. We'll have a little potluck snacks before and after. So if people
bring
feel
your
like
own
doing
beer?
That. Yeah, bring your own beer or whatever. We'll have some things too. We'll have plenty of you know, refreshments as well. But
oh, beauty.
It's always really fun.
How do we find out about that?
Well, I gave you a flyer right there. Let's see. Oh. You can go to my...
Everybody check out this flyer. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it to you. So let me see. So you can call, text, or email me. And so my email is... HELEN.AVAKIAN11. Sorry, that's a long one. @gmail.com.
All right. And you can sign up for a seat.
Yeah. Or you could go find me on Facebook or find me, you know, on at reddoorduo.com. That's another place.
There you go.
Okay.
That's an easier one. Send me an email.
That sounds easier.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Red Door Duo, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Nothing Could Be Finer. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, since you're a musician, I think you might be able to relate to the story here. I heard somebody say the punchline in this in a bar, and about 5 years later, on our way to Winfield, I finally just turned it into a song. And
oh,
it's
nice.
Pretty self-explanatory. I don't really need to say much.
Okay.
I will say that we had the idea, if you see us live, Helen plays the character of a waitress, and she takes on thespian moves and stuff, and you'll still hear some of her lines, but she does a good job of acting it out.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it. This is Nothing Could Be Finer. You're listening to Red Door Duo live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Another late night, another gig was done. It was just another diner like any other one. We walked on in through a tired-looking door, met a bleary-eyed waitress. She'd heard it all before. She said, sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out. Yeah, just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out. Now, we didn't come in and for a plate of poetry. Just wanted coffee, eggs, and bacon. So we tiptoed quietly because the look on her face said this was no place to jest. She took us to a table. Guess we passed the test. It wasn't long before another diner arrived. Curiously, we waited to see if he would survive. He parked his 18-wheeler and he waltzed on in. We heard it once before, now we heard it again. She said, sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out.
Our special deal, heartburn before your meal.
Yeah, just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out. Now, he didn't come in for a plate of poetry. Just wanted coffee, eggs, and bacon. So he tiptoed quietly because the look on her face said this was no place to jest. She took him to a table. Guess he passed the test. Then some Harleys pulled up, all tattoos, leather, and black. Now, any other waitress might have slipped out the back. With a steely gaze, she did not hesitate. They didn't see it coming, but oh, such is fate. She said, sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out. Yeah, just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out. Well, our food had arrived.
A rather greasy affair.
When an angel with wings appeared from out of thin air. Without a word, she sat down, ordered, ate, and got out. The surly waitress beamed and said,
see, that's what I'm talking about.
You just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out.
I love my job, can't you tell?
Sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out.
Such a way I have with the public.
Yeah, just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out.
Come on, hurry up already.
Yeah, just sit down, shut up, order, eat, and get out.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, where's my generous tip?
The Red Door Duo on Max Inc. Radio.
I love that. That is a great song.
That was a lot of fun.
And there's some rock riff to a popular rock song in there, I heard.
Yeah, I've heard that
Ted
one
Nugent,
before.
Right?
Oh, that was Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water. All right. There we go. I knew I would like heard for a second, like, hey, wait a minute.
Wait, where are we going?
Tell us about the King's Rally in Dodgeville on Saturday, June 14th. You're playing there. What's the rally for?
The No King's Rally. Well, it's kind of a protest over the country that are having them, maybe over the world. Mm-hmm. It's the same day as the presidential parade. So,
I see.
It's a protest about no kings, no monarchs in the USA. So we're going to be participating. We've been participating in a number of rallies, which, mm-hmm. It's the time for that.
It is.
Especially kings without clothing.
Yes, well said.
Sunday, June 15th, you're playing at the Mama Awards ceremony at the Atwood Music Hall. June 22nd, you're at the Mill in Paoli.
Now, when you're on the red carpet, make sure you stop and say hi to Rocker.
Yep, I'll be there on the red carpet.
Oh, wow.
All right, we can't wait to see you. That'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. A really good time. There's a lot of great bands playing there.
Yeah, we're honored to be part of it. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Red Door Duo, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Yearning Pond. Is this a new song?
It is, yes. So this one came from a place called Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, where we were playing, and it describes some of the sights you might see there. It's a retreat center. A lot of people come from all over the U.S. and the world even to go to workshops and conferences there. And they have music, and we were part of that, which was fun.
All right, let's check it out. This is Red Door Duo, The Yearning Pond. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair.
Oops, sorry about that. I'm going to start that over with my sound on. All right, I've picked up the ukulele now.
Take your wishes, throw them down,
throw them down. Yeah, throw them down. Take your wishes, throw them down. Down into the yearning pond. Let them sink without a sound. Like they never were around. Look up high, look beyond. Past the yearning, yearning pond. Yearning, yearning, yearning pond. Look to the place where freedom lies. Fly with the clouds up in the sky. Then take a dive into the blue. Rise up to the sun where all melts down to one. Take your lies, throw them down. Throw them down, yeah, throw them down. Take those lies and throw them down. Drown them in the yearning pond. Let them sink without a sound. Like they never were around. Look up high, look beyond. Past the yearning, yearning pond. Yearning, yearning, yearning pond. Seek sanctuary up the hill. Legs are burning, test my will. Don't get taken by another cute, cheap thrill. Past the century-old tree, ask the guru underneath. If your dreams come true, will it be enough for you? For you.
Listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that was incredible. Ukulele. We haven't had too many ukuleles in the studio. That was kind of fun.
Thank you.
Tell us about meeting Pete Seeger and playing on his record.
That was pretty unexpected and amazing. So I used to live near Beacon, New York, where Pete Seeger lived for many, many years. He moved up from the city. And he, you know, did a lot of things like help clean up the Hudson River and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, he was around, but I didn't really see him or know him very well. I had friends who knew him. And anyhow, we ended up on this project due to a series of events that where we were recording some music. And then we were working with a guy named Jeff Haynes, an incredible percussionist. And he really liked our classical guitar. I was doing classical guitar with Terry Champlin at the time, my ex-husband. And he really loved what we were doing, and we were working with a violinist, so we were recorded with him, and then he invited us to be on this recording with Pete Seeger. Yeah, because he did this huge project, which had a lot of different artists on it, including Brian Acker, is it Brian Ackerman? Will Ackerman from Windham Hill Records. Just a lot of different people. Dar Williams, if you know that folk singer.
And when you recorded, did you meet him then?
Unfortunately, no, we didn't.
No?
They used our music and put it behind him. It's a spoken word album, actually, but it has a bunch of music behind it and songs of his. Ours was an original that Terry Chamblin wrote. And so we were basically accompanying his story, which is quite a story. He was a great storyteller. That was why Jeff Haynes had used to talk to him, and he was like, somebody's got to record these stories. He's such a storyteller. And so that's what he did. So
wow. But then you met him later on.
Then I met him later on. Well, actually, Dave and
Can I tell that story?
Sure.
My son graduated from Goucher College. Goucher College? In Baltimore, we went to his graduation, and we were staying in a hotel lobby. And we walked in the lobby, and there's this really tall guy standing there. And it was...
And he had a guitar.
It was Pete Seeger. Helen knows his daughter really well.
I met her daughter for the first time there. So, yeah, there was Pete. I was like...
We walked up to him and introduced ourselves, and Helen says, I was on your last recording. And he goes, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, I was one of a number of people, but it was very exciting to meet him. I met him also at the album release party as well. So I meant to bring the recording and show you. He signed my recording and put his banjo. He used to like make a banjo when he would sign things.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How do we keep up with Red Door Duo online?
RedDoorDuo.com. We now have a new Facebook page, Red Door Duo. On Facebook.
Just find you there.
Please come like and whatever. Follow us because it's really new. We don't have very many followers yet. I just put it up like a week or two ago. And then my Facebook page, Helen Avakian, also. And
well, we have 3 minutes left. Okay. I'd like to say thank you for coming down, playing in the lair tonight. That was really awesome. We have After Hours with Rob Roberts is coming up next. And we'll let you play out with this song. It's called Coming Home. Why don't you just go ahead and play?
Okay.
Let's hear some more music.
Sunshine through the window, I can smell the pines. Road's bringing me closer, I'm already there in my mind. Not in any hurry, I'm enjoying the ride. Familiar song on the radio, taking me back in time. I'm coming home. That's where I wanna be. I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming school, but the marquee sign is new. Turning the last corner, each has a memory. Longtime friends and neighbors, all my family. I'm coming home. That's where I want to be. I'm coming home.
Listening to Live in the Lair on Mag Sync Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Stay tuned for more local Wisconsin music on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have swarmed downtown Los Angeles, shut down a major freeway, and set fire to self-driving vehicles. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now asked the Trump administration to remove National Guard troops that the president brought in this morning. Newsom writes on social media, this is a serious breach of state sovereignty. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass echoed his call to pull troops, adding,
I think protests need to be peaceful, period. And any time it deteriorates into violence, that is a problem, and it absolutely messes with the overall message.
President Trump
said whatever we need to make sure there's law and order,
saying he'll send in whatever is needed. Team coverage beginning with CBS Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen speaking to protesters.
They told me then they were pushed out of there. They moved to City Hall. That's where we met up with them. And then they tried to go